Time to visit, as we do this time every Monday, with our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning.
Pleasant, good morning.
Let's start with these three airlines, United, Delta, and Boeing, all donating to the President Trump inaugural fund.
Yeah, you know, I wonder why United and Delta are kicking in $1 million a pop to the presidential inaugural fund. You know, round one with Donald Trump was a friendly ally to the airline industry. And I really think, as you and I have talked about for the last couple of years, airlines have had enough of this Biden hold your tail accountable position where they've been fined, they've been forced to, you know, improve their customer service, a bunch of things that they never had to do before. And when I see, you know, United and Delta kicking in $1 million a pop to the president's inaugural fund, I'm thinking, is that a message saying we're really anxious to get back to the good old days where we could kind of get away with all the crap we were doing before? I don't know that that's the intent, but it makes you wonder. And then, as you mentioned, Boeing also donating $1 million to the Trump inaugural fund. If there's a group that I don't want anyone to back off of, it is Boeing. So let's hope that, again, they do this with nearly every president. But when I see it this time around, I'm thinking, oh, I sure hope that this isn't something that is given in hopes that, you know, things slack off just a bit as far as federal oversight.
But as we've talked about, this seems kind of like the golden age for airlines right now in terms of the profits that these airlines are making.
Well, they are. In fact, Delta Airlines made so much money last year that on Valentine's Day, they're going to give $1.4 billion, yes, $1 billion in profit sharing to their employees. Imagine showing up and your employer saying, thanks for the great job last week. Here's a paycheck representing 5 weeks of pay. Not too bad. And if you're flying on Valentine's Day and you notice everybody's in a really good mood at Delta, you'll know why.
How about this crew that gets suspended after landing on the wrong runway?
It's not so much a story of the fact that they landed on the wrong runway, which is really hard to do, by the way. It's the airline that did it. Remember last week when we were talking about Pakistan International Airlines, that airline that came out with the Paris poster that infuriated the world because it looked like a scene from 9/11 involving the Eiffel Tower? It was their airline that did it. The same airline that 5 years ago, we found out a third of their pilots had fake pilot license. It's also the airline that 9 years ago, part of their maintenance facility or maintenance practice was to sacrifice a goat on the tarmac. So, yes, Pakistan International Airlines, yes, you can't make any of this up, even though people are thinking I made half of that up. I did not. It's out there. But, yeah, they were in Lahore, landed at the wrong runway. The crew was immediately put on leave. The lights were even off on the runway. So to pull this off, you would have had to do multiple things wrong. And they did, and I'm glad that right now Pakistan International Airlines, due to their lack in safety, is not allowed to fly into the United States of America.
Well, it just feels like something that's probably not going to happen in America, right? Landing on the wrong on the wrong runway. Well, we hope not anymore.
Well, you know, I have had in the last 30-some years the opportunity to talk about airline crews that have landed at the wrong airport.
Oh.
And that's happened. We had an American flight that landed at a general aviation airport. I think they were going into Miami and landed into a nearby airport, but it was on the wrong airport. And the aircraft was not allowed to take off from that smaller airport, smaller runways, with passengers. So they had to kick everybody off, put them on a bus, bus them to the right airport, and then the aircraft with nobody on was allowed to take off and relocate down to Miami. So it has happened, but it really takes a lot of I don't know. I don't want to call it neglect, although that's it. But you have to do a lot of things wrong for that to happen.
Well, it's like that story a month or two ago now, where that private airline carrying the Gonzaga basketball team almost collided with that other plane at takeoff.
Yeah, it happens. And that's one of the reasons that we've just got to be very, very careful and as diligent as we've ever been.
What are our hub delays today?
You know, this is the calm before the storm, because maybe late tonight we'll start seeing some issues in Houston. But then as we go through the week, the South is just going to get absolutely blasted, as well as Atlanta and others. But we're a couple of days away from that. So if you pick today, you did pick the best day of the week to fly.
What is your advice to folks this week? Because it sounds like the Northeast is going to be bad. The South is going to be bad. Really tough week to fly for a lot of folks.
It is. The airlines are issuing winter waivers. So if you just want to put your trip off a week or two, you can do it. Call them. They're willing to work with you. They don't charge us a change fee on that. If there's a difference in fare, you may have to pay that. But they're being very accommodating. And one of the things that we know, there's going to be, especially if ice is going to hit us in Atlanta and Charlotte, we're going to be looking at some significant delays and cancellations. Airlines may decide to route you through another hub. If you're flying Delta through Atlanta, you may want to go Delta through Detroit. If you're flying American Airlines through Nashville, you may see if they can route you through Chicago. Chicago's not my favorite airport, but it's going to be away from a lot of this weather, which is really going to be an issue as we get into the next several days. Fortunately, January is a very slow travel month, so you're not dealing with a lot of full flights. So a day of a lot of canceled flights isn't going to mean 2 or 3 days of passengers trying to reach their destination. They're going to have room to accommodate everybody, but let's not make any bones about it. This is going to be a very, very difficult week to travel. Make sure the airlines have a way to get a hold of you.
Jay, as I let you go, where can our listeners contact you if there's an issue with their airline?
Yeah, jratliff.com is my business website. I teach people how to trade stocks. But, again, more importantly, if anyone has an airline issue, reach out to me at jratliff.com, past or present issue, and we'll work together to make sure the airlines do what they're supposed to.
He's our aviation analyst, Jay Ratliff, who joins us this time every Monday. Jay, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you much.